No, this won't work. This will never work. Why can't I just do it? I want to do it, so why can't I? Maybe I should just give this up. This was a stupid idea anyway. No one's gonna want to listen to this, no matter how much I'd like to try it. I might as well just give this up and get ready for work in the morning. Whoa, Jesus. You scared me. What do you want? I was just trying to record something. Oh, just the usual stuff, ASMR role playing and whatnot, no big deal. Just having trouble figuring out how to do sound effects and stuff. What kind of sound effects? It's new stuff that I've never done before. That's all. No need to worry about it. I'm giving up for the night anyway. I should just go get ready for work in the morning. Huh? No, I'm not acting weird. I'm just tired. That's all. It's just fine. Okay, fine. I was gonna try to do something spicy. Not safe for work, you know? Yeah, I was gonna do lewd. Okay, people keep saying that my other content makes me sound like I'd be good at it, and I've always really wanted to try it. Plus, it would probably bring in some extra money. I don't know. I wrote this script and I've been trying to record it, but I just don't feel like I sound sexy or whatever, you know? My voice just doesn't sound right to me. I start to say stuff and it feels really good, but then I listen back and I feel like anyone listening would just laugh at me. You know, sexy stuff, like breathing heavy and grunting, I guess you'd call it. And saying stuff like, yeah, that's it, and good girl, and stuff like that. I don't know. I just hear myself back, and I have absolutely, like, zero confidence in continuing to record. I sound like a complete weird dork making content that, like, no one would enjoy. Plot? Oh, it's this weird idea I got from listening to an FRM audio, actually. But, like, different plot, and it's lewd instead of wholesome. Basically, it's. God, this sounds so weird describing this to my roommate. Like, I have to describe myself as this character that I'm playing, and he's like, dumb, or whatever it's supposed to be. That word's, like, meaningless now. He's assertive, I guess. Like. Okay, the script. He has this bet with his best friend, and she loses. And the condition of the bet is that she has to wear a maid outfit that he got. And she's also, like, totally a tomboy or whatever, so it'd be, like, really out of character for her. And at first, she refuses, and they go to bed. But then late at night, when he's in bed, she comes into his room wearing the outfit. And he's like, whoa, you actually put it on? Whoa. But she's acting differently and is, like, completely obedient and shit. And it turns out the guy accidentally got, like, a cursed maid outfit. Like, if that makes sense. Like something from one of those stories where a demon sells you something with supernatural powers, but it also has a curse, you know? Yeah, I guess it's like the Rick and Morty episode with the devil. If that's the easiest cultural reference, fine, whatever. Anyway, anyone who wears the outfit is completely obedient or whatever, so she, like, does whatever he wants. And at first, he's just trying to figure out if it's real or not, you know? So he's, like, having her clean his room and bring him food and shit. But at some point, she, like, bends over and he realizes that she isn't wearing panties or anything, and you know, see where that's going. And before you say it, like, yeah, I know that in real life this would be completely fucked up, but it's like fantasy. Like, I feel like I have to say that, like, for myself. Like, it's meant to just be an excuse to create a scenario in which a dom guy gives yours and gets you off. You know, that I don't know. I get worried that people think that I'm gross or that I'm actually, like, I would actually take advantage of this kind of situation if it happened. You know, if a magic maid outfit. Whatever the hell, I don't know. Anyway, sexy stuff happens. They get off together with him giving orders and yada yada yada, money shot scene. Really? You think that's hot? Cool. I've never written lewd M for F stuff before, so I'm actually really in the dark here. I'm just kind of going, I don't know, wherever I could take myself. What do you mean, what's the problem? I already explained that. I sound like a dork. Like, I'm supposed to be the confident guy giving orders to the listener, but all I hear is me, you know? Plus, like, the sound effects can be really hard to do. Like, I have no idea how I'm gonna do the sound of, fingering. I said fingering, okay? I said fingering. Fingering. What if you helped? Seriously? You seriously want to record the audio of you fingering yourself for something I'm uploading? Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, there's no way. No, I would never dream of asking you to do that, dude. You're my roommate. You want to help by actually doing all the stuff in the script. Oh. Seriously? You got a weird look on your face, dude. Is there something you should tell me? That's now recording. Are you really sure that you want to, You're now on my lap. Yeah. The first thing he does is he has her he has her stop what she's doing and he starts like feeling her up from behind, I guess, like rubbing his hands all over her. Are you sure? Like, you don't have to. And you put my hands on your hips. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Gotta get into character. Calm and confident with my roommate on my lap looking at me with very eager eyes. In the script, this is just, it's consequence-free, and she, I mean, are in a sexy maid outfit, and you wanna do whatever I say, so here we go. Perfect in this. Oh my God, oh my God, that sounded so cringe. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Fine. I'll keep going back in character. Okay. Script, he kisses her. Is that okay to do, or? That's right. You love doing what I say. What if I told you to unbutton the front of that uniform right now? We can stop here if you like. This is kind of supposed to be the part where he starts rubbing her pussy and then fingering her from behind, so you can, that's my hand. Oh my god, that's your pussy. I mean, your vagina. I mean... God, you feel so good. Bent over like this, ass up in the air. Completely submissive. You put that thing on your mind for the night, you hear me? Wow. Thank you. I don't really have words for what just happened. What next? No, that's all I wrote. He gets her off, and then there's some light cuddling that I was gonna record on my own. What do you mean, what about him? I didn't think that was really important. I figured I just needed to make it about getting you, the listener satisfied, you know? Are you sure he should get off too? I mean, I guess I can write some more and record it tomorrow if you think that would be. Wait, what are you. This isn't acting, is it? Oh, okay. Right. Pull those down for me. You. You like taking orders from me, don't you? Like, not in the script. You're enjoying this beyond just helping me, like even beyond being just sexual with me. You're do you want me to do this? Like, when we're together? Oh, that's really hot, actually. Kiss me. Sit on my lap, facing me. Confident?
That's it. Good girl. Oh.
The mic came unplugged from the recorder, and I don't know when. Okay. All right. Give me a little while to fucking recover. And, would you mind helping me do that again? Oh, thank God.